A popular Outcast production.
What came first? The music or the misery? People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
So do you want to intro us this time?
Yes. Hello. I'm Drea, the 12-year-old from the Sound of Life podcast.
And I am Old School Mike, or Mike for the purposes of this show.
But I'm the star of the show.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's our other co-host.
And I'm Hope.
And she is Hope. So, Drea, so we're recording, and it is technically before Mother's Day, but this episode comes out just after Mother's Day. So, we were thinking...
never perfect.
Yeah, that's right. We were thinking that we would do a little Mother's Day thing and talk about, like, your mom.
My mom.
No, not my mom. That's Mike's no open mic.
No, not your mom. My mom. Mom.
So, is there any music that makes that you listen to that makes you think of mommy? Or is there anything that you know she really likes that really, you know, when you hear it, you go, oh, that's my mom right there.
Well, a lot of times she's singing in the car, like, only for her songs. And it was between the song Stay by Rihanna, because she's absolutely singing.
She sings that song a lot?
Too much.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, that's the only time I can ever hear her sing. So.
She'll shoot me for having this on here.
Yeah, I know. But it's not you talking, it's me. Okay. She likes Madonna a lot, so I decided to pick Borderline, which I always think of Coraline or something like that instead. So I call it Coraline instead of Borderline, but it's actually Borderline by Madonna.
So mommy really likes Madonna, so you're gonna, that's gonna be your Mother's Day pick, is Borderline?
Yes.
All right, so let's get into Borderline and check it out, because no one's ever heard of this Madonna you speak of.
Thank you.
Hope, you know anything about Madonna?
Jeez.
Do you like Madonna?
No.
It's a generational thing, I think. You had to be around for the greatness that was the Madonna movement. I could see how that song makes you think of mommy. She is a super big Madonna head. You know, went to the Madonna show when she was pregnant with your little brother and was like, oh my God, it was the best show ever.
She also likes Steven Tyler.
Yes. Aerosmith is another big one for mommy, huh? And lately it's been, group? Fun. Fun. She's been really big into Fun lately. Or at least when that second album of theirs came out or whatever, she was like all about their albums for like a while.
Oh, and that new song by that has Pink and the main like singer of Fun. They have a song together called Just Give Me a Reason.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Really,
no,
really
I don't know
a
anything
good
about that.
Song.
Nifty. What?
You know that song?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you do.
I don't think I do.
You do. When you hear it, you should play it.
When I hear it, I'll know it.
Yep.
I don't know if we'll play that during this or not, but...
Yeah, you should. I'm sure you know it. It's all over the radio. Like my favorite song.
In case you haven't realized before, Drea, I don't listen to the radio. I listen to podcasts all day and or music that has been around for 20, 30 years.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, things you never say to me, oh. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bend, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written in the scars on our hearts.
Well, if we're talking about Mother's Day stuff, I guess, you know, growing up in the land of New Jersey with my mom, your Mimi, Hope's, no, I don't know, nothing. She's Mimi to Hope too, grandma. But it's not really her grandma because that is another part of the family. She is your cousin. But yeah, I'd say, you know, with Mimi growing up, I listened to a lot of, you know, like I said in the last podcast, we listened to a lot of Madonna. We listened to a lot of Prince. We listened to pretty much anything that was on the radio. But being from the land of New Jersey, we often heard The Boss, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Do you know Bruce Springsteen at all?
I've heard of him.
So we'll play a little, we'll just go a little sample of some Bruce Springsteen. We'll do Born to Run because I love that song. That's a good one.
Beyond the palace, semi-powered drones scream down the board.
saw you rolling your eyes over there. But so what do you think about the Bruce Springsteen? What do you think about the Boss? They call this dude the Boss. Like, he is in charge of music. Like, Michael Jackson was the King of Pop. Bruce Springsteen is the Boss. That's his whole name, the Boss. What do you think?
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
All right, so not so much for you. All right.
I like it.
It's good. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's a good storyteller. I appreciated it. Funny side note, when I was in the sixth grade, we had a talent competition for my school.
Oh, gosh.
And, yeah. While many people would have been, you know, dancing or singing, you know, I knew this kid, Randy, who played the flute. In it, he was like, dur, 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 like all scratchy and stuff, because, you know, sixth grader, you're not really all that proficient at instruments yet. I and a couple of my friends lip sync to a Bruce Springsteen song. Yep, full dress costume. There's pictures of it to this day. I got like a red bandana around my head. It's really embarrassing. Drea makes fun of me constantly for it. It is, yeah. But my mom super loved Bruce Springsteen, so that is the mommy portion for me. Hope, if I had a guess, something that your mom liked, I would think it was Licks Your Lips a Lot, Cool J. But is there a song or is there music that makes you think of your mom? Or is there something that you think of that your mom really likes? Or
awkward. I know she likes the You Give Love a Bad Name one. Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi. That's even funnier.
Cool J too.
Yeah. I almost desperately want to play a Bon Jovi song instead of a little Cool J song now.
Go ahead, do it. She likes that one too. Shout to the heart and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Like, LL Cool J himself is almost a parody of himself at this point with the whole Licks Your Lips.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat, kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. A kid. kiss you, hold you, never scold you, just love you, suck on your neck, caress you and rub you, grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you can share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love. They go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
All right, so anyway, so. Yeah, so that's LL Cool J. Dre, what do you think about LL? Because I don't know if you know LL.
I know him from somewhere. I just can't think where.
Well, he's a TV actor now, and he's been in movies and stuff. But he did a song called Mama Said Knock You Out. I'm going to knock you out.
Okay, stop.
Oh, Mama Said Knock You Out. That would have been a really good one for the Mother's Day special.
I mean, I like his voice and everything because it's, like, soft and it reminds me of, like, a Bruno Mars, CeeLo Green, and a few other people mixed together.
Well, he's about 50 years old, so he's, like, 20 years older than all those guys, probably.
He did not look 50 years old in that video.
Well, that's because that video, he was only, like, 22 at the time. That video is 20-something years ago. That's You're talking to me here. This is, you know.
But I did not like his hat.
So you brought up the hat too. You don't like the hat?
No, that's so 19 something else. 1900s. We're in the 2000s.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
I mean, take off the hat, please.
Dude, fuzzy Kangols? What are you talking about, they're kid? Ugly. Oh my they're god, disgusting. They're so good.
No, they're not. They're just like weird.
Oh, you're just not old enough to appreciate the fuzzy Kangol yet. Someday, someday some kid, I wish for you, Drea, that someday some kid with a fuzzy Kangol will sweep you off your feet and you will be like, I love his fuzzy Kangol.
No, never. baseball caps backwards or forwards and not sideways, though. Never sideways. Don't go sideways.
In a weird mommy type story, and you know, my wife will probably shoot me for telling this story, but in the story of old school Mike and his lady love becoming a family, this goes years back. Yeah, well, the song that I'm going to pick is I will play, and then I will do a little more explaining in the story that is love.
Every time I think of you, I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. I feel fine and I feel good. I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
So that was Frente doing a cover of a New Order song called Bizarre Love Triangle. The song was popular when I was in high school, and I had a cassette single of it that I pretty much wore out in the tape player in my car. I was living with a girl at the time. Had a fight at home. My mom was like, if you're not going to follow the rules, get out of my house. And I was like, I'm out of here. So I went and moved in with this girl that I was kind of dating at the time. And so I was living there, but my wife now was living next door with her dad and her stepmom and her sisters and brother. And so they were next door neighbors. So I was dating this girl when I kind of started meeting and hanging out with the girl that would later become my wife. And it became this whole huge ordeal. And we weren't even together at the time. But later on, there got to be all sorts of drama with this girl who was somewhat crazy. So anyway, that's my story. But what'd you think about it? About the song itself, not the story.
I like the song, and I like the cover that they did over it. She has a very nice voice, which it kind of makes me scared to listen to the original song now, because I think it might ruin it for it.
I like that song a lot.
It sounds pretty, right?
Yes, and she sings very good.
Yeah, the original version of that song, not quite like that. It's like 80s synth pop. This is what that song is supposed to sound like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's the New Order version of the song.
I don't like that.
You don't like that as much. It's not pretty. So yeah, so, you know, it's much more 80s synth. It's almost that, I don't know, that's almost what's popular in music again right now for a lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But, so yeah, I could see somebody else will cover the song. They'll do it more like the original version. People will be like, oh my god, it's the best song ever. So that was my first song for the show pick on my end. So you got a song? You got something you're liking lately? Or is it an old song? Like,
it's another Lupe Fiasco song.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, Lupe, 2 weeks in a row. Two for one. What song are we going with this time?
It's called Words I Never Said.
You mentioned that last week, and I said I said that I wasn't sure if I knew it or not. So now I will definitely be sure. So cool, Lupe Fiasco, Words I Never Said.
It's we'll be right back. on terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see's a bunch of what the fucks. Dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such. And that ain't Jersey Shore, homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful, and I believe in the people. Yeah.
It's a lie.
Never heard it, but if we know better, then we probably deserve it. Jihad is not holy war, where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant, and you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up? Just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with million side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world would gladly give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away.
Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts
it's
is finally so yelling
down.
That is more like Lupe Fiasco that I know, more so than that song that we did last time, the poppier version. But yeah, I can see that being a popular song, or at least for the aspect of the controversy over that. Completely name checks Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck is a racist. Like, wow, okay. But in the same breath, he then, you know, for the conservative listeners who are like, damn kid, shut your mouth, talking about Mr. Glenn Beck. You know, he in the next breath takes out the, you know, Obama, and it's like, I didn't vote for him either. You know, so he seems equally upset with all parts. Neat video too, you know. I mean, they're basically trying to just shut everybody up and keep you from talking.
Yep.
So I got it. I see. Cool. So is that why you like the song? Because of
the truth.
The truth behind it.
It actually makes you think.
Well, music that makes you think is good. I generally go for like songs that make you think of like puppies. But no, but that's cool. So up next, this portion of the show is going to be like the listener submission portion, because people are, constantly sending us stuff. I think Jared Hazelwood and Chris Rao are going to be, I told them on Facebook last night that they are like honorary members of the show because they send us stuff like every week.
Yeah,
like,
I saw
multiple
that.
Things like, here, check this out. And, John Laurie from Three the Hard Way is getting involved in it. He's sending ideas, and Mike Bennett from Popular Outcast. All kinds of stuff. Like, they're all just sending stuff over and being like, hey, check this out. No, check this out. So Chris Rao sent me a message and said, I want you guys to listen to Tally Hall if you have not heard before. Check out Welcome to Tally Hall. If you haven't heard of them, I want you to listen to it don't listen to it prior to being on the mic. So I said, okay, we will do so. So we're going to listen to Tally Hall. Welcome to Tally Hall.
Welcome to Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum, known from coast to coast like butter and toast, from headlines to bedlines, from pool room to pool room. No other place in the contiguous United States or other environs of the world. Welcome.
T. And if you hit me with the A-L-L-Y, then you'd see why the hall is here for y'all. Well, the mini mall is calling us all in. So kids, pack up your mom's car, back up the Windstar, kick it in drive and arrive at the Mega Mart. Slide the side hatch with pride, cause your ties match on booty duty like your name was Eddie Thatcher. W-W-T-H-D, we like to kick it at the university, but all work and no play makes us crazy. So we jump in the bumping SUV. Hit the street, get the sweet tunes, L1. Do a donut on your mama's front love wound. And sooner than you know it, from the rock and roll show at the Dizzy Hizzy, we'll be gone.
We're in the mini mall, working the carnival. We like to play it all. Welcome to Tally Hall.
Automated players, I proclaim. Yellow tie, the swap fellow, writes heterophonic tunes of how love bites. Red, the proud, loud guy we adore.
Is my amp too high?
Now turn it up more. So great in the back, zipping yak in here. He's knocking down the shots like Bill Lampier. Set home the locksmith, Green's got keys to unlock the rock in the act. You please now open the gates, give Lou the bass, and jiggy up and down.
We like to play it all. Welcome to Tally Hall. We're in the mini mall, we're in the carnival. We like to play it all. Welcome to Tally Hall.
Flick off the switch and we'll ignite the night in pitch. Sing songs you like to hear, and the world will disappear. Then we'll be glowing in the dark, lighting up the park,
revealing that the hall is the place that aims to please. With unpredictable games and antiquities, they're collectible, so delectable. The unreliable styles are intangible.
Like I might rap like an English chap, take it by the nickels and a bum you'll slap. You didn't think we had the goal? Well, bloody welcome to Tally Hall.
We're stereosonic, we're animatronic, we're acting with the
to Tally Hall.
So that was Welcome to Tally Hall, which when I saw the name, I personally expected it to be like an older Rasta gentleman. Like, I thought it was going to be reggae.
What?
when he sent me the message and he was like, listen to Tally Hall, Welcome to Tally Hall. To me, that just screamed reggae record. And I was like, all right, cool. But holy crap. Wow, man. The beat to that song is sick, though. It's like video game inspired and everything. MIDI. What do you think?
That was a really cool song. And how he started rapping like an English guy. That was pretty funny.
That is really entertaining music, man. And, you know, like I had mentioned to Drea earlier, I have like 1,200 albums to my music collection. Mm-hmm. Like I am of the collecting mentality. I collect stuff like comic books and everything. I need, like, you know, like if I was into Pokemon, I would need to have them all. But like, that's the coolest part of this show is you guys sending us stuff like this, because like I never heard these guys and they're awesome. Like, it's really, really neat. So thanks, Chris, once again, sir, keeping us abreast on the coolness.
Yeah,
which is gonna lead us into another regular person on the show here, Jared Hazelwood. Once again, shout out. He told us to listen to a song by Tom Waits called "Come Up to the House," which I know of Tom Waits, but I don't know if I know this song. Jared also made a YouTube channel for us with suggestions for music for the show. Like, the kid has so many ideas and so many thoughts on what we should listen to. He was like, dude, here's a whole list. Check it out. So Jared sent me the link for this, and he was like, oh, I really like this song here. Check it out. It means a lot to me. And then later in our Facebook conversation, he basically went into how, you know, if any of his friends didn't have a place to go, they were always allowed to stay there. People would just show up for, like, a day, and they'd end up staying for like a weekend or staying for a week or whatever. Evidently, his parents were really cool. His house was a really open place. That being said, he later, like last year, I believe it was, they experienced a house fire and lost the house. And so this is, you know, this song has, you know, kind of beckons to that. And I guess the memories of the good times that he had, but it also somewhat, I guess, is probably a little somewhat saddening to hear now because of the loss or whatever. So
well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on to the house. You can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. Oh, your crying don't do no good. Come on up to the house. Come down off the cross. We can use the wood. You gotta come on up to the house. House. John, come on to the house. The seas are stormy and you can't find no port. Got to come on up to the house, yeah. You gotta come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. You got to come on up to the house.
Tom Waits before, so I was prepared for the voice. Hope, I know you have not, and the look that you came out with at first, you were like, oh! It was like your jaw hit the floor, like, holy crap, that dude sounds like Cookie Monster or something.
He really does. I was like, is that his real voice? Well, I like the voice with that song. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would like it with other songs, but it actually played nicely with Up to the House.
It's kind of all like that. Like, I'd have to assume that when you have a real throaty voice and you are a musician, you're writing to that. The emotion really comes through in it, too. You know, I mean, it sounds, for as gritty and hard as his voice sounds, it comes across pretty and heartfelt, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So, I don't know. Yeah, that was really neat. I did not know that song. By Tom Waits. Tom Waits is an actor, too. I think he was in the Dracula, the Bram Stoker movie, if I remember right. I don't know. He's probably been in a bunch of other stuff, but... Listener submissions. That is awesome. Next week, we will get to some songs by Mike Bennett that he suggested. John Laurie, we got your Colin Hay coming. That's a preview for next week. What? Anyway, I sent out a Facebook message and Twitter, too, saying if you showed us some love... And to help us out and spread the word, and we would give you a shout out on the show. Jackson Murphy, thank you, sir. He was live tweeting the show to me the other night. And then I was trying to coax him into doing some artwork because he's a really awesome artist. Three the Hard Way cast has been, that's self-serving. That's my other show. But they retweet, and most of that is John, sometimes Chad. Every once in a while, it's me retweeting my own tweets. So, Chris Rowell, Popular Outcast Boys, they have been great. We would not have this show put out if it wasn't for them.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Brooke Sheehan, He's the kid who's supposed to rap the intro, which we still don't have, sir, but we need desperately. Of course, Mr. Jared Hazelwood, once again, thank you, sir, and my buddy Shawnee Bowles. So, anyway, thanks, guys. We appreciate everything.
Yes, we do.
For Sound of Life Podcast, Episode 4, I am Mike, or Old School Mike, whatever. I'm trying to figure out if I need the old school anymore.
And I am Hope.
And I am Drea.
And that is all.
Bye.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.